agree that Baker is really good. I'm not sure anybody can deal with Hall. Georgia couldn't last year. And I assume that Baker was on him for part of that time. Quite honestly, I don't remember. All I remember is that Hall blew by that entire secondary like they were just standing still. I mean, he was open all game. Yeah, he dropped what would have been an 80-yard touchdown pass right in his hands. And he still put up big numbers. Let me tell you something. On that issue, and Daniel, I'm coming right to you, so don't go anywhere. On that issue, if you look at Emmanuel Hall, this is what I'm talking about. This is how important he is. This is the key to the whole game, all right? I don't think Georgia's blowing Missouri out. I don't. I think that Missouri can effectively combat Georgia's run game. I think the question is how good and how efficient is Georgia through the air? And I think they'll have some success against Missouri on the road, but I don't think they'll have Purdue-level success. And I think the Georgia defense is still somewhat suspect. I think there are still questions there. And I think Missouri's going to move the ball, and I think they're going to score points. Maybe more points than people think. You know, don't forget, the Georgia defense, when it was fully loaded, gave up 50 to Oklahoma. I'm not saying Missouri is Oklahoma, but it's an explosive offense. It's a little different under Dooley. They're trying to limit Locke's liability. But you look at Emmanuel Hall. Just let me give you an example of who we're talking about. Last year, Hall had 33 receptions for 817 yards, averaging 24.8 per catch, 25 yards per catch. This year, in three games, now granted, they've not played a who's who of football, but in three games, Hall has 18 catches for 430 yards, averaging 24 yards an attempt. Through three games, he has 430 yards receiving. And keep in mind, he missed the second half of the Purdue game. At halftime of the Purdue game, he had four catches for 88 yards. The other two games, he had 171 yards in each one of them. And he would have had 170 yards against Purdue had he not been injured. So you'd be talking about a receiver who would have 600 yards already through three games or something close to it. You know, 550 yards through three games. He is the guy who takes the top off. Let me put it differently. He is the number one deep threat in all of college football, period. Inarguable. He, in a straight line, taking the top off your defense. Look, you want to back the safeties off? Emmanuel Hall's your guy to back the safeties off. Because he's going by people. So if he's healthy, when Missouri had him healthy, they were ahead of Purdue 27-10. When he went out, the game changed. So he's a guy to watch. Daniel, I'm coming right to you. Let me tell you about my friends at HealthDare. You know, HealthDare is not a weight loss program. Weight loss is a beneficial side effect. If your goal is to look better in a bikini, HealthDare can certainly help you. But they're going to get there in a different way. See, if you're overweight, you're dying from the inside out. Cells dehydrate over time. Your body, if you're overweight, is filled with nasty, yellowy, visceral fat inside that clings to your internal organs and is suffocating you. It's leading to medical conditions like diabetes and high blood pressure and the use of CPAP machines and gout. In as little as 30 days in their 90-day challenge, HealthDare can have you on the way to getting rid of your medicines, to controlling all these conditions. In 90 days, you can change your life. HealthDare is not just knocking your weight off. They're making you well. They're giving you your health back. This is who they are. They're making you better from the inside out. You get the weight loss as a side benefit, and sometimes you get your life back. You know, the gentleman who's offered testimony on our phone lines here who was up to 400 pounds, and he wasn't living the life he wanted to live with his kids. He wasn't getting to fully experience his children. Now he weighs 200 pounds, and he's living life to the fullest, and he's experiencing his children in their formative ages. This is HealthDare. 1-877-I-DARE-ME, 1-877-I-DARE-ME, 1-877-432-7363, 1-877-432-7363. Call them today. You will thank me later. Don't forget, still to come, the Road Rage Sucks Out Loud Bottom 10, which you will not want to miss. Daniel and Amber next. Daniel, how are you?
Well, all right, first of all, I'm sorry to say your two biggest fans will not make a cameo on this call. Their mother picked them up today.
Okay, all right, Daniel. Hey, Daniel, do you have me on Bluetooth or something?
Yeah, hang on. I will cut it off. Hang on.
All right, there we go. Yeah, now I can hear you.
Okay, so first of all, when my phone died on hold Monday, the guy from that new little show that said Virginia Tech's going to win the Coastal, I signed with him.
Okay.
I probably should have took a deep breath before I get all these things out of my chest.
Okay.
Coach Edge from yesterday, he said nothing wrong except for Race being involved with the quarterback battle at Clemson. Clemson has the luxury of having two awesome quarterbacks.
Let me go back first. What makes you think? I'm not saying you're wrong, because I have no idea who's going to win the Coastal right now. But what makes you think it's going to be Virginia Tech? What have you seen? I mean, you're impressed by that big win over the Noles?
Do we really have? No. Okay, and I understand your point there. But do you want to pull a Mickey new win game right now? I mean, but look at their schedule. Who really?
I think they're a pedestrian team. I think BC will beat their brains in. I think Georgia Tech will run it right down their throat, just as they have the last 2 years. I just think they're a pedestrian team. I think they have a pedestrian quarterback. I think they have pedestrian offensive skill position players, and I think the defense is filled with young players who aren't very good.
Okay, I don't disagree with the BC loss, but from what I see, that is basically their only ACC loss.
Again, Daniel, I'm not trying to argue with you, but I'm just asking you, what have you seen? What have you seen that makes you think this? Because I think they're sort of a garbage team. I still do. I mean, I don't think they're any good. I mean, is it that they beat Florida State? I mean, Syracuse just basically shut Florida State out 30-0.
Well, I love you, man, but you picked Georgia Tech to win the
right,
Coastal,
and I think they still
good either.
I think they still may.
Well, if they do, it's going to be a 3 ACC loss team that wins the Coastal.
Might be. I don't really buy anybody in the Coastal right now, and I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm not saying that Virginia Tech can't win it. I'm just asking you, what is it you've seen from them thus far? The East Carolina game got canceled. What have you seen from Virginia Tech that makes you think so? That's what I'm asking you.
Well, really, I'm going on kind of gut and what I saw. So
what you saw? What you saw against who?
No, wait.
What you saw against Florida State?
Okay. No. Oh, God. I was going to say that, but I have a contingency to that statement. Except for that one play, they stifled a very dynamic runner in Cam Akers.
No, Daniel. I can't let you do that. They had nothing to do with stuffing Cam Akers. Cam Akers can't even get back to the line of scrimmage. Florida State is the worst offensive line in the entire nation. 30 of their plays. Wait a minute.
Hold on.
Everyone thought Syracuse had one of the worst defenses in the country. Florida State ran 60 plays against Syracuse. You know how many of them made it past the line of scrimmage? 30. They can't even get to the line of scrimmage. So, I mean, what I'm saying is, I don't think you can say Florida State stuffed him or Virginia Tech stuffed him. I don't think they had anything to do with it. I think Florida State is a 2-win football team, 2-10.
All right. Well, I was also going to say this. If it isn't Virginia Tech, I think it's going to be Duke.
All right. You may be right. I'm just playing devil's advocate, Daniel. I'm just wondering what you saw that makes you think that.
I don't think any offense they have lined up ahead of them is going to be able to beat their defense. Even though I know they lost a lot, Or they lost, what, five pieces?
No,
something like
no, 8 or 9 pieces. Really more than that.
Well,
really more than that, because they lost guys that they were counting on for this year.
Well, next to Venables, I really do think Bud Foster is kind of a genius at making parts
work. I'll buy that.
So I think, okay, well, okay, can we agree on this? The rest of their games the rest of the season are going to be low scoring for Virginia Tech.
I'm not sure I'm ready to agree on anything with the Coastal. I would probably argue no matter what anybody said about the Coastal right now, because I don't think there's any clear-cut evidence of anything. I think right now it's just a wild jumble of teams, and I have no idea who's going to win it.
Well, we also got off topic, because one of the things I want to say is when Clemson goes to Tallahassee this year, 2013 will seem like a fond memory to the Seminoles.
Yeah.
The payback comes around.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest mismatches of all time. The Clemson defensive front, which may have 4 guys go in round 1 of the NFL draft, versus an offensive line that can't block anybody.
No, we call them wet toilet paper. I tried to tell you that earlier.
Yeah, well, remember that when you evaluate Virginia Tech against them.
No, it isn't that. I kind of like what I saw offensive scheme-wise. I think it's going to work. I think their defense is going to make Malik Rozier look like Malik Rozier in the ACC championship. I think the Virginia Tech, this game might be one to watch.
It might. We'll see. We'll see what Duke does without Daniel Jones.
And then I'm trying to think. I had 3 days worth of pent up angst I wanted to air out. I'm trying to remember.
I basically knocked you off your game is what's happened here, Daniel. I apologize.
Yeah.
Here's what to do. Call me back tomorrow at Twin Peaks, and we'll pick up this conversation.
Yeah, like you'll answer the phone there. Okay, all right, bye.
I was going to say, yeah, if you like being on hold.
That's pretty funny. Here's what we're going to do. What are we going to do? Let me get to Amber here quickly. Amber, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how you doing?
Good, Amber. How are you? Appreciate you getting in.
I'm doing great. Yeah. Okay, so I called to tell you that we'll be at Twin Peaks tomorrow.
Good.
Me and my husband, Kansas City Chad,
yeah.
Red Sox Chad, whatever he goes by.
Yeah.
Chiefs Chad, I'm sorry. Chiefs Chad, I apologize.
Great. Babe.
Okay. So we'll see you tomorrow. Now, I'll call to talk NFL because I am mad as hell that the Giants look like crap.
I feel your pain.
Seriously, we have so much talent on this O-line, and we have no existing O-line. It's time to get rid of Eli. We need a new quarterback. We need more people to block on offense. It's horrible. We look like little kids playing peewee football out there.
You know, Amber, you're 100% right, and I think when we look back years from now, the biggest mistake that the New York Giants may have made in decades is they let Sam Darnold go to the Jets, and they chose a running back in a quarterback league.
Right, right. You're absolutely right, and that's what we need. We need to get our next round and our draft pick and pick a quarterback, and we need to fix our O-line ASAP because the Cowboys still suck, and we all know this.
I like you, Amber. You're 100% right. Every single word you just said is 100% accurate.
But for real, though, hopefully we'll be 2-14 and get a good pick and go that route. Yeah. At this point, I can't say nothing else. My team sucks.
Yeah, that's not a bad strategy at this point because, again, that way you'll benefit from Barkley. So you come back, you suck all year, you have a bad record, and you draft at the top of the draft, and you go get your quarterback. You go get Justin Herbert out of Oregon.
Yes, exactly. I've been watching him. Good. Really good. We really need someone. Even with, we could have picked Khalil Mack up. I don't even know why we wouldn't do that. Hey, the man. We needed him on our O-line. He would have been awesome.
Well.
What was his name? D-line. Oh, I mean our D-line. He would have been great for our D-line. Sorry.
No, I knew what you meant. I hear Kansas City boy back there talk. But I knew what you meant. All right, Amber, I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Yes, sir, we will.
Thank you, Amber. Well done. Hey, before we get a break, let me tell you about Urban Nirvana. 12 different types of massage to choose from. It's a special place. There's even a prenatal massage that couples swear by. This is Urban Nirvana. There's also the salon. You want to change your look. They employ the leading stylist in the South. This is Urban Nirvana. You know, Urban Nirvana is just as the name implies. It is truly a city nirvana. Get out there, go see them, take advantage. Look, everyone deserves a day where they get away from it. You leave all your troubles behind. You get refreshed, reborn, rejuvenated. All the re's can be added, Urban Nirvana. If no one's given you the gift of Urban Nirvana, give it to yourself. But, you know, fellas, think about the people in your life who do things for you. Your mother, your girlfriend, your wife. And then think about how easy it would be to give the gift of Urban Nirvana. You just go to urbannirvana.com. You don't need to move. Just your hand needs to move. Urbannirvana.com. Print off your gift certificate right off your computer, and you're done. Do it today. You'll thank me later. Walt Tula Road Rage. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
The summer clearance sale on all in-stock patio furniture is now in progress at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your patio, porch, or pool and save during the summer clearance sale at Craft Stove Store and Patio. Available for immediate delivery, buy it now and enjoy it tomorrow. It's the summer clearance sale on all in-stock patio furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio on Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Do you really know Joe? He may not be who you think he is, but he delivers consistent product, great hospitality, great atmosphere, great everything, and of course, great pizza. You see, Joe's New York Pizza, with locations in Seneca and Clemson, doesn't rely on some special gimmick of the month. Joe does great pizza, subs, and fresh salads made with fresh ingredients. That's who Joe is. You know him. He's all about the sauce. Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square in Clemson, and Seneca on Highway 123.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell link belt excavators at 3 upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Link belt equipment sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
David Green and the professionals at Green Law Firm understand your rights when it comes to any issue with the IRS. The IRS has instituted the Fresh Start Program, and David Green knows how to use the Fresh Start Program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. For a free strategy session, call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the 5th year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, your Clemson football team will host the Syracuse Orange on Saturday, September the 29th in Death Valley. This game is designated as Hall of Fame Day as 10 new inductees will be introduced at halftime. Tickets are still available and can be purchased right now on ClemsonTigers.com. While you're there, check out all the information you need to plan your visit to Clemson in the Game Day Guide. It's Clemson and Syracuse on Saturday, September the 29th. We'll see you there.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Fight's not over till one man taps out, okay?
Yeah.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Afraid and full of fears, so glad you saved me, dear.
Walt Deptula Road Rage. We are WCCB 105.5 The Roar. We are back, and it is time for the Road Rage Sucks Out Loud Bottom 10. Do we hit it?
You have to say hit it. It's what you said.
Every day.
Every day I have the blues.
Nobody loves me.
Nobody loves me. Number 120 in the Sucks Out Loud bottom 10. You know, the way this works is from 120 to 129. And that's 10 if you're playing along at home. Number 120. Didn't really expect to see these guys here. The Northwestern Wildcats of Pat Fitzgerald. You know, Northwestern's off a 10-3 year. Most of their depth chart back. The Wildcats fell to 1-2 after getting whipped at home 21-7 by Duke in their second game. And then the Fighting Pat Fitzgeralds had a get well game against Akron at home in week 3. Akron. The Fighting Terry Bottoms, the Zips. Who loses to the Zips? The Wildcats quickly took a 21-3 lead. And you thought they were just going to, you know, destroy the poor Zips. Unfortunately, Clayton Thorson had other ideas. The quarterback for Northwestern threw 2 pick-sixes in the second half to the same guy and fumbled for another Akron touchdown. And astonishingly enough, the Akron Zips beat Northwestern 39-34. Do you know when Akron had last beaten a Big Ten team, Ramona?
When was that?
I'm not making this up.
What?
Grover Cleveland was the president. Grover Cleveland was the president. The last time Akron beat a Big Ten team, when you lose to a team that hasn't beaten a team in your league since Grover Cleveland was the president, you suck out loud. By the way, Coca-Cola was put into bottles for the first time that year.
Oh, way to go, Coke.
Norman Rockwell was born.
He was born.
He died in 1978. To give you some example of how long ago this was. And the Hershey Company was also founded that year in Pennsylvania. So there's that. Absolutely unbelievable, Northwestern. That's right. Northwestern makes this list, Ramona, because, well, you know.
You suck.
Exactly. You suck. Number 121 on the Road Rage Sucks Out Loud bottom 10. Arkansas moves to 1-2. They lost their last two to an incredibly crappy Colorado State team. And then the Fighting Chad Morrises got posterized at home by North Texas in an upset we predicted, by the way. 44-17, Arkansas lost to North Texas at home. Did I say 44-17?
You did.
That's the score, yeah.
Arkansas,
you make this list because, you know, well.
You suck.
Yeah, you suck. Number 122 on the list. Rutgers. The Rutgers lost to actual Kansas. Do you know who loses to actual Kansas? Nobody. Rutgers not only lost to actual Kansas, they got blown out by actual Kansas. 55-14. You know, I had to look it up, Ramon. I was curious. When the last time Kansas scored 55 or more points against a Power 5 team?
Yeah.
2007.
Wow.
2007, when the fat man, Mark Mangino, was still coaching them and took them to the BCS game. Never should have fired them. The Scarlet Nightgowns have been outscored.
The Scarlet Nightgowns?
Yeah, the Scarlet Nightgowns have been outscored 107-17. In those two games.
Is that serious or are you just being...
No, it's serious. Rutgers, you make this list because, you know, well...
Oh, no! We suck again!
Texter 350 says, rolling on the floor. God, I have missed this segment. Love it. Thank you, Texter. Number 123 on the Road Rage Sucks Out Loud bottom 10. The UCLA Bruins. Chip Kelly. How's that working out for you? UCLA is a stellar 116th in total offense. You know, that's his area of expertise. You know how many teams there are? 129. UCLA, 116 on total offense. But the good news is they're not alone because their defense sucks too. They're 90th on total defense. And UCLA, the only O-line that Florida State could admire, the UCLA Bruins offensive line. It's just that bad. UCLA has been outscored 113-52 on the year.
Wow.
And they were drilled at home by Fresno State in their last contest this past Saturday. 0-12 seems in play for the Bruins. The UCLA Bruins of Chip Kelly make this list because, well,
you suck.
Yeah. Number 124 on the Road Rage Sucks Out Loud bottom 10. Yes, Noles fan, that is your theme song. Their defense, Ramona. Their defense is number 111 in the country. Their offense is number 95. Or maybe I have that backwards. I think I have it backwards. Yeah, I have it backwards. The bottom line is their number adds to 206. That's a bad number. You don't want your offense and defensive total numbers to add to 206 because the maximum number it could be is 258. There's 129 teams. Florida State, 206. Blown out by Syracuse. In a game, it was really 30-0 and wasn't as close as the score indicated. You know, this is the worst offensive line in major college football. In fact, it's the worst offensive line I have ever seen amongst the alleged powers in major college football. It's almost hard to believe it's so bad. The Florida State Seminoles. You know, you make the list because, now listen closely.
Oh, no! We suck again!
yes, you suck again, because you sucked all of last year. So there's that. Number 125. Hey, Noles fans, at least there's this. You're ahead of Georgia State. Number 125 on the Sucks Out Loud bottom 10. Georgia State. Georgia State is allowing 7.93 yards per play. That's less than good. They're allowing 534 yards per game. They've been outscored in their last two games by a million. They open their season having to rally to beat Kennesaw State. It took a miracle for them to rally to beat Kennesaw State in a game they should have lost. Georgia State, you were on my Sucks Out Loud bottom 10 because, well...
Oh, no! We suck again!
Yeah, you dumb. Number 127, Ramona. I hate to do this to my UConn Huskies. Number 127, the UConn Huskies.
126.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I skipped one. 126, the UConn Huskies. Now, why are they on the list? Because they won last week. They won 56-49 against Rhode Island. And here's why they're on the list. I'm not making this stuff up, people. In three games, UConn has allowed, wait for it, 2,020 yards in three games.
What?
The UConn Huskies, this is my favorite stat of the whole deal. UConn is allowing 9.62 yards per play.
Wow.
That's a first down on every single play. To give you some idea how bad
that's
this
wrong.
Is. Yeah. To give you some idea just how bad this is, Rice, a bad starch, they're second, and they're allowing 8.01 yards per play. UConn allowing almost 2 yards more per play than the next worst team in the country. UConn, for 2,020 yards allowed in three games and 9.62 yards per play, you make the list because, well...
Oh, no! We suck again!
Yes, you do. I have some good news for you, Florida State people. As bad as you are, you're actually not the worst team in the ACC. Number 127. Zeke, you okay? Number 127, the Fighting Larry Fedoras of North Carolina. Now, how does North Carolina get on this list? Easy. 0-2. You played two of the worst teams in America in the pathetic California Golden Bears, who suck out loud, and the even worse, East Carolina Pirates. East Carolina last year allowed an average of 47 points a game. East Carolina lost their opener to North Carolina A&T. North Carolina, you are the worst team in your state. You make this list because you lost to Cal and East Carolina. There were only three teams on your schedule you had any chance of beating, and you've already lost the two of them. North Carolina, 0-12 is in play. You make the list because, well...
Oh, no! We suck again!
Yes, you do. Do I have somebody trying to defend UConn? Listen, my friend.
I don't know.
There is no defense.
They're a women's basketball school.
Right. They are a women's basketball school. Number 128. Do you know the way to San Jose? I do. The San Jose State Spartans are number 128 in the Road Rage Sucks Out Loud bottom 10 because, well, they're 0-3. They're 121st nationally on offense, and they match that by being 125th nationally on defense. They're actually in the bottom 10 of both categories. Here's my favorite stat about San Jose State. We played three games. Their leading rusher has rushed for 79 yards.
Oh, you don't have to be so mean, poor little guy.
In three games. You know, I'm actually going to let the University of Texas San Antonio off the hook this week. They would be the first runner-up. But number 129 and dead last this week, New Mexico State. New Mexico State has the inherent disadvantage of having to play, have having played four games already. This is a bowl team last year. They're 0-4. They're 0-4. Their offense is 127th in the nation, third from the worst. Their defense is 100th. They've been outscored 179-55 in their four losses. New Mexico State, you make the first edition of this year's Road Rage Sucks Out Loud Bottom 10 because, well.
Oh, no! We suck again!
You do. Illini J telling me who UConn's first two games are against. I know. They just gave up 49 points to Rhode Island, Jay.
This is why you suck. This is why you suck. This is why, this is why, this is why you suck.
Exactly, Jay. This is why you suck. And I don't care whether you're playing the New England Patriots. You can't allow 9.62 yards per play. And they still allowed it to Rhode Island this past week. So stop. You're wrong. They suck. Walked up to the Road Rage. Quick break.
Join me, William Quackenbush, and Donnell Clark this Friday night for the Tri-County Tech High School Football Game of the Week presented by Granger Nissan. This week's game is Westside at Hanna. Pre-game begins at 7 p.m. right here on 105.5 The Roar.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
If you love hunting and fishing, you'll be loving every day rolling on a set of the new Yokohama Geolander MTG-003 from the Pendleton Tire Company. Its aggressive sidewall has the look you want and the tread designed to get you to the woods and back out. So give Zach or Joey a call today and get rolling on the Yokohama Geolander MTG-003 today. Call them at 646-3694 and check them out at PendletonTire.com.
Here at The Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the exact same way. They are the community bank you've been looking for. Whether it is business or personal banking needs, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and the customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Convenient locations in Greenville, Easley, Powderful, and Anderson. They can help you meet your financial goals. Visit them online at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Carolina Alliance Bank, here for you every day. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The Surgery Center at Pelham is a fresh approach to the outpatient surgery experience. First of all, we're a smaller facility, so we really are a true team where we make decisions together as a team to care for our patients the absolute best way possible. We are the ones that are successfully performing the total knee and hip replacements as outpatient surgery here in the Upstate. At the Surgery Center at Pelham, our team of medical professionals are with you every step of the way. From the time you enter our doors that morning to the time you walk out of our facility that afternoon. I'm Kathy Witham, one of the clinical directors at the Surgery Center at Pelham, and I want to personally invite you to come see us and take a tour of our surgery center. Meet our wonderful staff and allow us to answer any questions you might have about total knee or total hip replacement surgery. We're just different from everybody else. You'll be impressed. The Surgery Center at Pelham, where we're doing amazing things to improve your surgical experience.
Do you have a love-hate relationship with your credit card? You love the freedom and convenience the credit card gives you, but you hate the high interest rates? And let's face it, they're high. 17, 18, even 20% APR? That's pretty outrageous. But with LightStream's credit card consolidation loan, rather than throwing your money away on high interest payments, you can get a much lower rate, as low as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. And today, if you want an even lower rate, apply at lightstream.com/radio for a special discount. Plus, with LightStream, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your rates won't budge. They'll stay low. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, which means you can pay off your credit card and start paying an interest rate you can really love, thanks to LightStream.
Ready to start saving? Apply now at lightstream.com/radio. That's right. Get your extra discount by applying today at lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
That's all anybody will talk about, and that will be that.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Ramona, we need to go over the games. We haven't gone over the games.
We got so much time to go over.
We're going to introduce the games, and we'll go over them in reality tomorrow. Okay, so we'll just introduce them. We've covered
reality. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so right now we're not in reality.
No, we're just going to introduce them.
Okay. No. All right. Okay.
Tomorrow will be the actual discussion.
In
of
reality.
The games. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I thought I was fast.
Ed, I'm not sure what part of that you don't understand, but that's okay.
Never mind.
Ed.
Walter, thank you for getting me in. I've enjoyed the show today.
Thank you.
To Gobbler fans calling, FSU fans calling, Gamecock. Well, everybody's, you know, Clemson's this, that. You know, let me tell you something. I'm not a coach. I don't know what the future may bring as far as our quarterback situation goes. But I'll stack this team with this coaching staff up against anybody, anywhere, anytime. And as my good friend Will, and I love Will, said, there's two tough games on the schedule, Boston College and South Carolina. Well, Brother Will, South Carolina don't qualify yet. I hate to tell you, I'd almost put Wake Forest ahead of South Carolina. And you're right, conference play does make a difference. We'll see what happens. But come December, January, I'm guessing we're going to be 1-4.
I think so, too. I think that, you know, it's about the end of the process. I think there are some significant landmines still out there, and the most significant of which is BC, which I think is a really dangerous game. But we'll see.
But I'm thinking it's going to be the defense in the end that bails us out. I thought we were out of position and played some things badly and had some stuff go wrong at A&M. It was a tough environment, but you know what? Coach V's going to iron that out. I just say what you want. I got faith in him. I've got faith in the entire staff, including, as our good friend Looper puts, Lord Dabo.
Yeah. Well, but, and you're not going to anyway, play. You're not going to play many Kellen Mons from an athletic standpoint.
True. All right. Y'all have a great show.
Thank you.
Look forward to the non-reality picks.
Thank you, Ed. I appreciate it.
I wanted to read this text on the Health Care text line. He's from Gangkok Paul.
Yeah.
He's listening to our segment just before. It says, my shirt is soaked from wiping the tears from my eyes. And then it says, R-O-F-L-M-A-O.
People loving the Sucks Out Loud.
I love the Sucks Out Loud.
Yes, it is. It's fun.
It's very entertaining, as well.
Hey, Ramona, just out of curiosity, and we'll get to the list of games.
Yeah, we will. Sure.
Do you like the lobster? Are you a fan of the lobster?
I think lobster's okay, but I don't eat lobster because it's too hard to eat because you have to, you know, go in the shell and everything.
You can get it deshelled.
Oh, you can? Really? I didn't know that. I don't eat lobster. I didn't know that. I don't eat crab legs either for that same reason.
Well, the reason I ask is because I found the perfect lobster restaurant for you.
Oh, really?
I did have.
Oh, this is some sort of... some sort of an insult?
A Maine restaurateur.
Oh, no. No, what?
Has figured out, well, you know how they cook the lobsters, don't you? There's no easy way to say
that. Yeah, they take a live lobster and dump them in the we've had this conversation
in the boiling
also.
Water.
Yeah, they dump four live lobsters.
That's the one, you know, the PETA people are always, they always get their panties in a wad over little things. If there's one that maybe they should be concerned about, that maybe that.
Yeah, I mean, at least they don't attack from the process.
You know, they turn bright red and you dump them in the water. And,
yeah.
You know, and it's, well...
Somebody said, don't laugh at Ramona. I didn't know that either.
A Maine restaurateur gets lobsters high before boiling them for kinder passage. A Maine restaurateur is getting her lobsters high on marijuana before before boiling them as a way to give them, quote, a kinder passage to the plate. Charlotte Gill, an animal rights supporter who has owned Charlotte's Legendary Lobster Pound, bit of a conflict of interest
legendary.
There, in Southwest Harbor for 7 years, told the Mount Desert Islander newspaper that while she still boils or steams her lobsters alive, customers can request for their lobster to be sedated first. I feel bad that when lobsters come here, there is no exit strategy, Ms. Gill said. It's a unique place, and you get to do such unique things, but at the expense of this little creature. I've really been trying to figure out how to make it better. The animal is already going to be killed, she said. It's far more humane to make it a kinder passage. Next season, Ms. Gill hopes to sedate all of her lobsters before cooking them by using an air mattress pump to infuse marijuana into their tank water.
There you go. Hey, what's that over there? Is that water? I don't know. Let's go swimming. You think it might be good? Oh, you think it's hot? It's steaming. Should we go for it? Let's go for it, man.
Every new day brings some new crackpot.
I thought that you could cook them after they were dead, too. Does it take away from something?
After they were dead? Yeah, it means they're spoiled.
Well, no.
What do you mean after they were dead?
I thought you could kill them before you put them in the water. You can't. That's just how you kill them.
Well, what's your plan?
I don't know. But
you're going to hit them with a hammer?
I don't know.
What's your plan?
Know, but
Drop them from a high building?
I mean, I didn't know that they, I mean, I knew they did it, but I didn't know that was the only way they could do it.
Texas has never heard of a bigger waste of weed.
Yeah. Well, it's still a lot of trouble. It's still a lot of trouble. Dude, the lobsters get the munchies. It's still a lot of trouble for lobster meat. I'd rather just have the shrimp.
Yeah, okay. That'll work. All right, let's get to the list of games.
I don't know. Is this reality?
Reality. Yeah. No, tomorrow's reality.
Today is just like hallucination.
Yeah. Today is just a run through of the games.
All right.
Quick. Tomorrow will be in earnest. A complete breakdown and review of the game. Do you understand that now?
Yeah. Should we run through what we've already said in case people missed it?
Texter wrote, "We lobsters want to get high."
Yeah.
That's my favorite text. We lobsters want to get high.
Where is this restaurant?
In Maine, I believe. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
next
Maine.
Thing you know, you'll find out she's being arrested because pot's illegal in Maine.
Yeah. Well, it is. And by the way, that's another thing.
Yeah.
How does she have the marijuana by which to do this?
In the kitchen. Why
she's
not
just
use it?
She's just advertised that fact as well.
I know.
Another genius.
Kind of like Tiger Gregg and his impersonation of
an FBI officer. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, the first game, as everyone remembers, is Washington State.
I don't think anybody remembers. This is, stop. You guys are killing me. Yeah, we went over that one. Give me the next one.
And then
Texas, I'm dying out here driving.
Minnesota at Maryland.
You know, it's an interesting game because Maryland has put 17 smiley face about dropping from a high building.
I mean, not to sidetrack you, but think about this. We got lobsters you kill, then you go out frogging. When you don't need to eat frog legs, you got some long thing about frog legging.
I used to be a frog assassin.
Frog digging or whatever you call
it. I used to be a frog assassin back in the day.
And now you're hurting the poor lobsters.
But I ate them. I mean, I ate them. I didn't.
Well, you eat the lobster, too.
Yeah.
You don't need to eat frog legs.
Frog legs are great. They are. They're great. You know, I'm not sure do we really want to go through that again?
No, I know what you do. No, it bothers people.
Well, there's no easy way about it. I mean, you know, you gotta.
No, but there's an easy way just to leave them in the water there. I mean, they're four-legged.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a rough go for them. Yeah.
It is a rough go. How come when they got that fat little body, you only go for the legs?
Well, because you don't eat the rest of it. Besides, that's the part you put the spear through.
Oh, yeah. It's mutilated now, but it's not right. I can't use that, Darren. I unloaded the whole gun on him.
There's no easy way to get there. So it's
easy way.
The way is, you know, don't be a frog or a lobster.
Yeah, apparently.
You know, because they put
at least the frogs don't see it coming. The lobster gets to see the water coming down.
But it doesn't know.
But they get doped up, though. So
that's right.
I guess they're better.
That's
off.
Right. Now they're doped up, so it doesn't matter. They're feeling no pain. What did she say to give them? What'd she call it? Easier passage.
Something about closure.
Easier passage, not closure. Closure comes when they hit the water.
Closure comes when they hit the water.
Yeah, closure comes when they hit the water. We're not gonna tell you about any of the games
next
today.
Next thing
you know,
she'll be having like a priest on the side there for last rites before she puts them in the water.
Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Oh. Cars cost less than travelers rest. That's a fact. Look, the vehicles cost less. The deals are incredible. I mean, when I was there last. I mean, they were offering some vehicles that were like $6,000-$7,000 below the MSRP, and then with 0% financing for 16 months. It wasn't an or, it was an and. Now, I don't know. Those expired on the 4th. I don't know what the new deals are. I know what a few of them are. I mean, they're just incredible. George Coleman Ford has these incredible deals all the time. That's who they are. There are never any document fees or dealer fees. That's a breaking point with me. I mean, I don't mind paying for something I want. I do not want to pay you $500 for something that I can't use. If it's not a car mat or an enhanced alarm or enhanced stereo, I don't want to pay you $500 so that you can double down in paying your employees. There are never any document fees or dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. The pre-owned vehicles are priced below market value and then a built-in weekly price drop until they sell. That's George Coleman Ford. And for 90 years, above all else, it's the people that have made the difference. Road Rage is at Twin Peaks tomorrow. Come on out and see me. If you listen to the show and you love the show, the only way you prove that is by coming out to the event. It's Road Rage at Twin Peaks. We take ownership of it. Come see us tomorrow.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP Clemson Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
play.
I'm Jay Berman. This report is brought to you by Barbasol. After 100 years of making shaving cream, Barbasol is finally making razors, and that's a no-brainer. Try the new Barbasol Ultra 6 Plus with six ultra-thin blades. Save now at Barbasol.com. All right, let's start with afternoon baseball. We have three finals on the board. Braves take out the Cardinals 7-3. Atlanta's magic number to clinch the NL East down to six. It could be down to five if the Phillies lost tonight to